The review hopes to highlight the many ways in which state agencies, county and local emergency management offices, volunteer and charity organizations, the West Virginia National Guard, and other entities responded to the nine-county state of emergency. Tomlin's office says the review will also address ways the state can improve its emergency response systems. In a news release, Tomlin calls the spill an unprecedented disaster and says the state's emergency response will act as a blueprint for others across the country. He says the review's thoroughness is dependent upon citizen participation, and the honest assessment is critical to improving future response efforts. Officials with the West Virginia National Guard, Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, and the General Counsel for the Office of the Governor will coordinate and supervise the review. Questionnaire responses must be received by May 26th of this year. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Dave Mistich in Charleston.